Good morning and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. We are blessed that you are here worshiping the risen Savior Jesus Christ with us here this morning. As we begin this time of praise and worship, let us open with a word of prayer. If you would, please bow your heads and your hearts and let's go before the Lord, our coming King, the risen Savior Jesus. Oh, gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiveness. Precious Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you have blessed us with, that we could just gather this morning just to sing praises unto you, to give you all the glory, for you and you alone are worthy. And so, Father, we commit this time into your care, and Jesus, we look unto you, and we pray that you would open our minds and impact our hearts and touch our very lives with the holy truths of your word. May you receive everything that is done here this morning as pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And so, Jesus, glorify yourself, we ask. We bless you now, and we praise you now. We commit this worship service into your holy care. In the blessed name of the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, our coming King, we do pray. Amen.
So good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. As we stand and get ready to praise our Lord, let's turn to our neighbor and say, my Redeemer lives.
Bow our heads.
Heavenly Father, our Redeemer does live. We thank you for sending your only Son to die for us, Lord. Father, there isn't anything that we have done or anything that you won't forgive us for, Lord, for you give us a bright future. You tell us to forget things and never remember them again, Lord. Father, because your grace truly is enough. Your pure love that you shine, Lord, into us and around this world, Lord, and the light unto this world, being the light unto this world, Lord, we thank you for that. Allow us to be a light into this world as we step out in faith. For your grace truly is enough. In all things we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. Song of your salvation, and all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Yeah, your grace is enough. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing your grace to be enough. We can forgive and forget and allow your pure love to radiate through us, Lord. Father, it's such an amazing grace that you've given us, Lord. Such pure love and such a willingness to forgive us for everything that we thank you for allowing that to happen. In all things, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, Let's do that one more time, without any instruments. I just want that those lyrics to just soak into us, and so we can feel God's presence.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
We bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your amazing grace, Father, because you did save a wretch just like me, Lord, because I once was lost, but now I am found, and I was blind, but now I can see. Lord, there isn't anything he won't do for us. Sending your only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, Lord, what a sacrifice. Father, on this day, on Father's Day, we thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for all the sacrifices you've made. And the grace you've given us, and allowing us to live this life free of regret and worry, Father, just free from everything, allowing your grace to work in our lives and your pure love to work. Father, we ask a special blessing over the service and those that are here, and those that could not be here, and those that don't know they're going to be here yet, Lord. Father, bring them and call them, Father. We thank you for everything. We ask this blessing over this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Friends, grace is God's love received. And, you know, we are on the heels of a wonderful week of Vacation Bible School. And I'm here to tell you that all of us who were here this past week, we truly experienced a measure of God's love that we received this past week. And we had, Casey did a wonderful job, and we've been having some technical difficulties. And so we are going to turn our attention to just a PowerPoint slide. I want to give us just a smidgen of this past week, and then I'm going to ask Rachel to come forward and share, and then I want to take some time for anyone who was here this past week that might want to share just a word of testimony, because friends, I'm here to tell you that Trinity United Methodist Church came together, and because we came together, we were one, we were united, and there were just some tremendous, tremendous things that took place this past week. And we need to praise God, for he alone deserves the glory. To God be the glory, amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's turn our attention up there, and then we will ask Rachel to come forward in a moment. All right, Rachel, if you would come forward and just share some of the highlights of this past week. This is Rachel's first year being our Vacation Bible School director, and she did a wonderful job, and I don't want to just focus on her, but I want us to understand there are many hands that went into this past week. And it was all of us. It was absolutely all of us that came together, united in spirit, united in focus, and united in purpose. And friends, that is exactly the reason why we had just a spirit-filled, wonderful week this past week. So please share.
Oh, okay. You guys know you make me nervous, but that's okay. yeah, Casey's sneaky with that camera. Yeah, you guys, every one of you, even if I didn't see your face, you guys were all help. The kids, the youth, we had 29 of them, fifth grade through eighth. And that, to me, was amazing, because last year we had maybe half of that. And so that just tells me that kids are talking to kids, and they want to hear more about God, and they want to come here to know more. And that's awesome. So you guys were all a part of that. Every prayer, even if I didn't see your face, I know you guys were praying. I know you guys were a part of it in some way. And the kids made cards. And so I picked a couple of them. This one says, "Thank you, VBS staff," from Carly Heilman. And each one, they wrote a different verse in. Some of them were pretty funny. This one is, "I love Trinity Church workers." So that, to me, means everybody, because even if you weren't here, I know you were praying for us, and It was an amazing week. I can't say enough good things about it. If you guys, you know, get a chance to even come for a day, the ones that did come for a day, I know had to have been moved. It takes a minute to kind of adjust because you come in being an adult and you leave more like a child than you thought you would ever be. You know, as you can see from the pictures, there's no part of me that's serious unless I absolutely have to be in that week, and that's the way everyone else is too. And it's really a fun time to watch because you get to approach God the way that he wants you to, like a child. And no one looks at you funny. And it's great to, you know, watch the kids grow with God and give that trust to him. And they learned a lot of good lessons. Claudia was a big helper, which is our friend Liz back there. She was really great at helping deliver messages to kids that they might not get otherwise in a way that they understood. And yes, it did involve a toilet plunger at one point and Christmas lights. But that's the way that they understand, and that grabs their attention long enough for you can tell them about God. Every day we shared a little bit of the gospel with them. We shared that, you know, Jesus is here for them and that they could come to him whenever they were ready. And it was really neat because we all kind of had our own way of doing it. And on the last day, I didn't get to completely go through my spiel with them, so I'll give it to you guys. But I gave everyone a glow stick, the bracelets. And what I wanted them to understand was that glow stick doesn't glow until you break it. And that was supposed to resemble Jesus' body being given for us and broken. And that if you filled your heart with his love, that you could glow for him. And so it was a really amazing week. I know it's a whole year away, but, you know, think about it now. Maybe God's pulling you guys to do it. Help, even if you only have a day. We had people that only came for a day, and they were truly a blessing. Every one of you guys were, so thank you. Did we want to do a song?
I don't know if we're ready for that.
Okay.
Not ready for that.
Okay.
So, okay. I want to share a few numbers with you. 120, 600, and 920. Now, what do these numbers mean? We averaged about 120 kids every day. Think of that. And I want you to look around the sanctuary and just picture, because, friends, this sanctuary was jammed. It was packed every single day. Okay? That tallies up to almost 600 kids that were through here this past week. Now, I don't know about you, but I just think of that, and I think of the exponential influence and impact of sharing the gospel, of these kids going out into the world and taking it out to how many households? We don't know. We don't know. On Friday, we had our closing program, and we had probably somewhere in the estimation of about 300 total people here. And so if you add those numbers together, we were somewhere over, you know, 900 for the week. Now, it's not about numbers, friends, but I will tell you this. What it is about, it's about impact. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about the good news, and it's about getting the love of Jesus into the hearts, minds, and souls of these kids. And this year, I mean, it started from everyone, all of you that are here in Trinity Church, praise be to God for you, because you all stood with us. Of those of us who were here, you all stood with us in prayer, in focus, in unity. And I just want to point this out before I'm going to open it up, and I don't care if we take the rest of the service here this morning. This is so important. We need to celebrate the victories of Jesus. The victories of God, we need to pause right here, and I don't want us just to run right by this, because we experienced a special, special outpouring of the Spirit of God here this past week. This past week, in a day and age when our world is going utterly chaotic, we impacted 600 kids. Sure, we averaged 120, but you know what? 600 kids were through this place this past week. And so we have an impact and an influence and the opportunity and the privilege. That's what you guys are probably getting sick and tired of me saying this all the time. It's a wonderful privilege. It's a wonderful opportunity to get the gospel in the hearts, minds, and souls of these kids. And so as we think about the influence, it doesn't matter if you weren't here. I think of what Larry shared with me on Friday, and maybe you want to share. And then I'll just ask everyone who was here, if you want to share, please come forward. We need to hear this. We need to celebrate the victories. So can I put you on the spot, Larry? What you shared with me on Friday?
I just come in Friday to help set up for the dinner they had, and I told Pastor Max that I prayed for him and the vacation Bible school all week long for the people that were teaching, for their compassion and love for the kids, and for God to open the hearts and minds of the children.
So Larry works midnights, and basically he got home, and before he went to sleep, he spent time in prayer. Praise be to God. Trinity, that is us coming together as one in focus and purpose and unity. That is us coming together as the body of Christ. That is what it's all about. Annalisa.
I just wanted to share with you, most of you know that I do daycare here in town, so I've got lots of little children in my care. I get people asking me all the time, are you going to work VBS? Because it would be just the greatest. But I realize if I work VBS, there are a lot of children that would not be able to come. So my job and my role that I feel is I am the bringer of children to the program. And as many of you saw, I had someone say, does she have like a clown house? Because more kids just keep coming. You know, I had different children every day. It was kind of stressful keeping track of who needed to be, where they needed to be, who was being picked up, who was coming with me. But the impact that I see by the end of the week is so amazing. I tell you what, Friday in my backyard, and that's the thing, is I've got 10, 11 kids that are playing together, and they pull out their Bible buddy verses, they're getting their little tablets, they're, oh, there's Martha, they've got all the little characters out, and they're singing the songs. We have the new CD that we will be listening to for the next 12 months. We will listen to it in the car ride to school. We will listen to it on the car ride home. The children, they call it their Jesus music, and they beg every time I take them to school, let's listen to our Jesus music. And the kids still remember the hand motions to the songs from last year. So this is a lasting impact. This is not something that you are going to, you know, to phase out. And we as a community, if we can continue to foster it and say, yes, let's listen to that music. Let's talk about those lessons. What did you learn? And to see, you know, these kids in the backyard, it was so great because I believe that my Dalen was playing the role of Rachel. And he was up there and he was shouting and the kids were shouting back and they were just, you know, when you think about how children learn, you know, they're actively participating, they're involved, but to see them to play in their own world and to recite everything that they have learned and to use that is just a wonderful testimony to God to say that you are really, truly getting to these children. Because when you send them away from here, you might not know what they're doing, but I can tell you at my house, it continues. The praise to God continues. The worship and love for Jesus continues. And I just want you to know the impact and how we can continue to foster that.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else want to share? Gina.
I wasn't here for Vacation Bible School. Do I really have to use this? Okay. I didn't participate in Vacation Bible School. We've had my husband's granddaughter for the past 10 days, and it's been a little trying. She's 8. She has a kind of a rough story, and I'm not sharing it because God knows the story, but I have to tell you, we tried to pump her up about coming to VBS. Nicholas can attest, and she didn't want to come. That's stupid. I don't want to do that. And am I right? The first day she came, I came home from work, and she went, and she had an absolute blast. I think it was day two? Wednesday, she got to go to Annalisa's. She wasn't going to be allowed to go to VBS. My husband was on the road all day Wednesday, and you know, I'm like, we can't not send her. She's enjoying this. And she was in tears because she didn't think she'd get to go. And lo and behold, by the grace of God, I found Annalisa on Facebook. It was like, yeah. So I contacted her, and guess what? She got to go. And everything this woman said, playing in her backyard, our granddaughter was one of them. I think it was Friday you guys sent her with a Bible. She loves her little Bible. Every night before we went to bed, we said a prayer, and I taught her a prayer that I taught my boys. And Nicholas didn't get the copy made. She has two bedtime prayers. And the one is the one I taught them. And then the other one is, what is that? Now I lay me down to sleep. But she has a little extra part in it. She prays prays for her mom and she prays for her dad, who are not in good places right now. And it, as hard as it was this past 10 days having a little girl around, because I got boys, and having an 8-year-old around because my baby's 18, I just pray every day for her. And just to watch, I told John last night, it's amazing to see how she's just changing in 10 days. Her name is Jaylin, so I ask everyone to please pray for Jaylin and for her well-being in the future, because I don't know what her future holds. But I do know this, she had an absolutely awesome time. She made a lot of friends, and that's always her big thing, making friends. And Anna Elisa, she loves you. She wrote a note, I love Anna Elisa. So thank you to everyone, and thank you, Lord, for helping.
Thank you, Gina. Anyone else? Joanna, come on up. While Joanna's coming forward, I'm going to give you some locations. Findlay, Fremont, Woodville, Gibsonburg, Perrysburg. These are the locations that I can remember of where the kids were coming from. Now let that sink in your mind. Fremont, Findlay, Perrysburg, Woodville. I mean, you know, when you start thinking of what's happening here, this is not just Gibsonburg. This is going beyond. It's going to the region. This is what can happen, friends, when we unite together in purpose, focus, and common goal of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the scriptures attest that when you're faithful with little, God will entrust you with much. So, Joanna, would you share?
I just have a couple things, like, I don't know. I hope it makes sense. I wasn't even sure if I could help with VBS this year because God has me with a little baby. And so the schedule, if anybody knows me, like when I get there and it's busy, it'll be great. But to tell me all the schedule changes beforehand, sometimes my eyes just, I just get anxious. So I just kept praying, and the one day my schedule was, I was going to be here, I was not going to be here, I was going to be here, I wasn't going to be here. And then I was actually with Julie Seif, but she's not here today, but we were visiting, and my schedule changed where I could help, and we were talking, and all of a sudden, just like my mind shut down. Like, she's like, I lost you, Joanna, go pray. But the amazing thing of that, this is where it's for God's glory, because the next 3 days I got to help with VBS, and it was, when you wake up in the morning, you need to spend that time, and you need to just sit and spend that time. Well, that's really hard for me with God. So I got to come here and have like 3 hours of devotional time, just time with Jesus and relaxed and calm, but like still excited, but with his amazing joy and love, to where I was being a help to kids instead of like panicky. And so to see, and you get to be a child, like it's easy for me to be childlike sometimes, but you get to just be so involved, and that's really how you learn with the kids. And another change that God made was, I'm usually with my little preschoolers. That's usually where I am. And this year, God put me with the second graders and with an amazing young man. He has such a heart for God, and he's such a good, it's a teenager. And that was amazing, too, that God put me in that spot. And he was in charge, and I was the helper, so I took a step back. But still, like, got to be with these second graders, and they're so, you know, full of love and sing the songs, and the questions that they were asking, or answering, or knowing that Jesus died on the cross for their sins and because he loves them. And they're teaching you things. There's a reason that Jesus wants us to be like a child and to learn about him. So even though there were so many changes and so many, it reminded me of lean not on my own understanding, and God knows the plans he has for you. And even though, you know, it's like I got it in my heart this week, not in just my, I know that stuff, but in my heart, because I just literally came in the door and just dropped all my thoughts and focused. That's what I mean about the devotional time. So it was like 3 hours of just focusing on God. God and what he wanted me to do, so that was amazing. So if you can help, even if you're busy and you don't even know what your schedule is, like.
And to baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, and to teach them everything that Jesus has taught us. And I can tell you, I can attest to you that this past week, we had multiple ethnicity groups coming here. It was just a wonderful thing to see. It was awesome. It was just a truly, truly, truly outpouring. So would you share?
I just want to say what an encouragement this is for me. Next month, I live in Idaho. We're going to be doing a VBS, a community VBS, which is a first. So I go to a little Free Methodist church, but I know Southern Baptists are going to be there. I know a lot of different congregations are going to be present. During this time, this is the first time ever that I've been asked to be in prayer every single day until the Bible study starts. So we were given scriptures, and now I see being asked to do this in preparation, not for just my heart, but for the whole structure of it. And it's people that pray for you, that are there for you, and to encourage you. And I just want to say what a blessing it was for me to be here today. I don't believe in consequences. I don't believe in fate. But I believe that I was to be here today to get the message from you. Thank you.
Amen. And can you tell us where home is?
Priest River, Idaho.
Okay. So now picture this, friends. Picture this. Okay. Picture this. God's blessing is going back to Idaho. Picture that. That, praise be to God, right? Come on, we can give God more glory than that. Praise be to God. Pat? Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Right. Amen. That is what it's all about right there. Then I saw another hand back there. Heather? Come on, you got to come forward. This is the second time this week that I kind of got Heather to come forward. So, although I think it was Lizzie that kind of baited you to come to the sanctuary the first time.
I just wanted to share the crew leaders. Being up in the art room, we got to see every kid and every crew leader. And I'm blown away by how they interact with the kids, and Miss Joanna can turn any situation into a Bible story. Anything. And Julie down in the basement, I heard about that all week and what she had constructed, and just it sticks with them big time. And there were several other, Val and Mary upstairs, just everybody was in their perfect niche where they were able to impact kids the most. So we're blessed to have wonderful people, Leanne making every kid feel like they were her favorite kid in the whole world. And I think if these are the people that are serving here every week, and if your kids or grandkids aren't involved here in our children ministry, they're missing out big time. So thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Pat? Yes. 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 Thank you, Anita. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Noreen. Yep. 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 Why don't we just give all of us a round of applause and give God the glory one more time, okay?
Okay, I was busy working all week during Bible school, but I did have the opportunity to stop in on the first day around about 11 o'clock, and I'll tell you, what I witnessed was truly amazing. Everybody who was involved in any way with this vocational Bible school deserves a round of applause. I mean, it was amazing. The kids, they were having a blast. I mean, they were learning stuff, and they were being kids, but just it was amazing to watch for even a short period of time what truly happens during these events. And I just want to thank everybody who was involved with that, because it was truly a blessing.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I just wanted, and I felt it on my heart, that we needed to pause. We needed just to soak in what actually took place here this past week. Because truly, friends, this is beyond the walls of Trinity. This is beyond the community of Gibsonburg. This is beyond the region of Northwest Ohio. This is, as we heard, Idaho, Nebraska, you know, some of the others, Liz. It goes forth, yes.
If we had love, shoot, we wouldn't need another commandment. We wouldn't need another law. That's all we would need. I need Rachel. Because she says what I'm thinking, see. But I felt that love all week. Crew leaders and people, I had to ask people a lot of help because I couldn't do a lot of stuff this week. But the biggest joy was the kids that said, "Are you okay, Claudia?" And the kid that just, I was probably here one of the last few, and there was a child that absolutely broke my heart in a good way. She was leaving with her parents, broke away from the parents to give me a hug. That's how I felt loved all week. It was amazing. And the great part is my wonderful husband was a part of it too. He gave us the gold hat. Yes, give us an applause for Doug giving us the gold hat, because that's how we heard the angels sing. I heard them. Yes. Oh, thank you so much for that week.
All right, we're going to. We're going to continue this time of praise and worship here. I just want to highlight a couple announcements on the back of your bulletin. If you will notice that the Creation Museum Fellowship trip, we will have a very important brief meeting right after the worship service next Sunday, June the 26th. And you'll notice June the 22nd at 6:30 p.m., the Women's Grace Group will begin a new study. And then I'm going to turn your attention. There is one more announcement I want to highlight. I believe it's July the 17th, and I do not see it anywhere in here. But mark your calendars, July the 17th. We will have a post-vacation Bible school meeting for all those that were involved and helped. Every year we have those meetings, and we ask what worked well, what didn't work so well, and what were victories, and what are some possible changes. And that will happen right after the worship service on Sunday, July the 17th. As we continue this time of worship here this morning, with the giving of our tithes and offerings, may we all give back a portion of what God has blessed us with.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the
yeah. gracious, eternal, ever-loving Heavenly Father, and we do thank you for all the blessings of this past week. All the lives that were impacted, we thank you, Father. We bring to your altar this morning our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, asking your blessing upon them. Bless them and multiply them into your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Worship is now dismissed for those in kindergarten through fifth grade. We have a special message especially prepared for you this morning. You can go with Miss Joanna. This morning's scripture reading, and with all of the energy from VBS, I think I got a little bit all out of order here. We are going to read out of the first book of Corinthians, chapter 13. We will be reading verses 1 through 13. You will find this on page 1786. So let us listen to a reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. May God bless the reading of his word. I only have about 3 minutes, and so we're going to try to, you know, go real quick here. I want to just share with you, why do we share testimonies? And friends, the reason why I felt like on my heart that we needed to take the time this morning is because sometimes I believe that we gather on Sunday mornings and we question and we ask ourselves, why are we even here? Are we even making a difference? What's the influence that we are having? And after a week like last week, we would be remiss if we failed to capture the outpouring, the outflowing, and as it was summarized just a few moments ago, of God's love. Not only to those of the children that were here, but also through those that were praying, through the entire body of believers that make up Trinity United Methodist Church. Also to those who were partaking in making it happen. It was truly a supreme outpouring of God's love. And the scripture attests to that in Romans 5, verse 5. For your hearts have been filled with the love of God that has been poured into your hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that's what it's all about, friends. It's about we receive the love of God. And it's not that we should give it away only to those that we think are in need of it, but we give it away to everyone. You know, you guys have probably heard this, but there's the Sea of Galilee and then there's the Dead Sea in Israel. One is alive, one is not alive. The Dead Sea being the obvious choice that it is not alive. The Sea of Galilee, it teems with life. And you know what? Both seas are fed by the River Jordan. And so there's a distinct difference between what makes one of those seas alive and one makes it dead. And friends, the fact is that the Dead Sea has no outlet. The Sea of Galilee has an outlet. And so what it receives from the River Jordan, it is giving away. And a body of believers, a church, is much like that. And I want you to hear that. If we receive from God and we never give it away, then we too, we will begin to wither away on the vine. And Jesus said that he is the vine. We are called to give away what God has given to us. And to give it away freely, to give it away unashamedly, to give it away without reserving anything back for us. We are called to give away God's love because it has been poured into your hearts by the Holy Spirit. And you and I, that is our charge, to love, to love, to love, to love, to love. We just read about 1 Corinthians 13 and the ceremonies, the weddings that I officiate. Yeah, oftentimes you'll see that in a wedding ceremony. But I want to point something out to you, and this is God's heart. And we see the heart of God. We're going to go real quick. We can go to the first slide here. It's found in 1 John chapter 4. Okay. Well, we're going to look at 1 John chapter 4. And it is verse 7 and 8. 1 John is found all the way in the back of your Bible. Chapter 4, beginning in 7. It says this, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God." Now listen to this last phrase, "because God is love." So I want to just present to you here this morning that when you give away God's love, you are giving away God himself to those people who are in desperate need. Some of the conversations that I had this past week with the crew leaders, we had conversations of these children that were coming from a difficult background, and my charge to them every single day was to love on them, to love on them, to love on them, to love on them. And why? Because that is what we are charged to do, friends. We are not charged to grade behaviors. We're in this whole series titled Forgiven. This morning's message is titled Forgive and Forget with the question mark. You see, if we focus on the behaviors and the actions and all of the things that these young lives do, we're missing the point. We're missing the call. We're missing what Christ has mandated that you and I do, and that's to give him away to others. And we do that by loving other people. We embrace them where they're at. We encourage them to go further, and we watch the Spirit of God draw them to himself and to transform them and to make them into new creatures. It's really simple, friends. Sometimes I think in Christianity, we make it all this complex, you know, thing, and we say, I can't do that. I can't share the gospel. No, but you can love someone. You can love on them until they know that you are giving them something that this world doesn't have to give to them. And when you love on them with the love that God himself that has been poured into your hearts, you are giving them God. You're giving them Christ Jesus. You're giving them the loving Lord Jesus who laid down his life for you and for me. That's what we're called to do. This whole past week, you know, I can tell you I've been involved with vacation Bible schools where there's been bickering and complaining and all of that. And you know how much of that happened this week? A whole lot of none. Zero. The workers loved on one another. The workers were loving on the children. The children were loving on each other. You know, everybody was united and focused on the common goal, the common purpose, the task at hand. And friends, it was sharing Jesus. Jesus is God. It was giving them love. God is love. In 1 Corinthians 13, we also read a wonderful phrase. And it goes like this. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Sometimes in our lives we, you know, share things or we do things. And then we have people in our lives that will always keep a record of those things that we did wrong or didn't do or failed to do. You could go back to 1 Corinthians 13, and I challenge you to do this on your own time. And I promise you, I will not be lengthy here today. And I want you to substitute the word love with God, because that is exactly who God is. And if you listen to these, you know, phrases, God is patient, God is kind, God does not envy, the Lord does not boast, he is not proud, God is not rude. He is not self-seeking. The sacrifice of Jesus. You can see all of these attributes in Christ. God is not easily angered. God keeps no record of wrongs. And see, this is the connection. the connection for you and for me. Sometimes we, the world says we need to forgive and remember. And I do believe that we have been made in the image of God, and God created us with memories. And I believe that one of the reasons we have memories is so that we will not persist in a situation of abuse. But when we keep a record of wrongs, we have to ask the question why we are doing it. And most of the time, the people I've counseled, and even in my life, we keep that record of wrongs to use it against the other individual. Years ago, I purchased a road bike, and it was a very nice road bike. And my nephew at the time, he was very young, and he had a big wheel. And he was riding his big wheel, and he would ride right up into the garage. And this bike was an aluminum frame. And I kept telling him about three different times, hey, Mark, you know what, please don't do that. And he would skid right all the way up to the bike and stop. Next thing you know, I hear this bang. And then I hear my bike bang. Right on the cross frame, there's still to this day, hanging in the parsonage garage, there's this nice little dent. Now, I'm here to tell you that if you're human like I am, there were more times than I can count and more times than I can remember that I wanted to just throw that right back at him as he was growing up. You see, Jesus remembers the sacrifice. When he showed himself to Thomas, he showed him his hands, the nail prints, and the wound in his side. But one thing he never does, friends, is he never throws that back at us. He never says, do you remember when you did that? And that is not keeping a record of wrongs. It is saying, I forgive you, and I am not going to levy this against you. And that is exactly the true love of the risen Christ that you and I are called to give. You and I are called to love like that. And when we do, we forgive and we forget. We forgive about what they have done. We forget about the sacrifice and the consequences. But we remember in the time so that we don't get caught in an abuse cycle. Hear that. You see, God's will is not for you or I to be abused. And so he gives us memories so that we can understand that I'm not going to persist in this. And there's this toxic right way over here and this toxic way. And when we think that I've got to totally forgive and forget, then I'll persist in this abusive lifestyle. And that's not God's will. And so he wants you to forgive, but don't hold it to their account. And I can attest, as hard as it was with my nephew, I never held that against him. I loved on him. I met him in that. And I never looked at him and said, hey, you remember what you did to my bike? I'm not going to give you that responsibility. I'm not going to allow you to do that. And friends, yes, this past week, there were kids with some variant behaviors. That comes with the territory. But we love on them, and we love them, and we give them God, and we embrace them, and we never hold that record of what they did wrong against them. We meet them in that, and we grow them up. And friends, that is, in fact, the call that God has given to you and to me. It's very simple. We love with the love that God has given to us. We love with Jesus, who is love, and we share that with the watching world, with the rest of the world. This past week, we had a tragic shooting. We're called to love. We're called to love. I have to wonder, I wonder what if that young man who went into that nightclub and shot up all those people, what if he would have been to VBS? Then what? What if he would have received the gospel? What if he would have been loved on with the love of God, who is God himself? Because the love that is not like this world will transform and change somebody. And so as we move forward, may we be people of love, that love with God himself, because that's what we're here for, friends. And that's what you, that's what me, that's what we all carry into this world. We carry God himself to a watching world, and we're called to give him away, to not hoard him, to not keep him, but to share God, who is love, with the rest of the world, to stop keeping a record of wrongs and to love them into the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for being love. Precious Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your truth. And Holy Christ, we thank you for keeping no record of wrongs, for not holding those to our account. But Lord in heaven, we're looking at us through your eyes of love, the nail-scarred hands and the sword-pierced side.
the spear-pierced side. We thank you for the love that caused you to lay your life down for us. May we be agents of love. May we truly forgive and forget. May we truly share you with the rest of this world. We bless you, O Lord, and we praise you, and we thank you, and we pray this in the mighty name of the risen Savior, who is love, we pray. Amen.
Your love is the radiant diamond bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us, a blazing wildfire, singing your name. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across. Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire, singing your name. God of mercy, sweet love of mine,
here this morning, the God of mercy, his sweet love divine. May his love flood your soul and fill your very being, and may you not keep that for yourself, but may you take it forth, and may you give it away, and in doing so, give God away to others. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you walk in the love of Christ this day and go in peace. Amen.